I've decided recently that I'm not doing enough reading, and so I wanted to do something about that. And I picked up, sort of on a whim, I picked up a Warhammer 40K novel. Now, for those of you who don't know what Warhammer is, it's a tabletop miniatures war game played mostly in basements by 40-year-old men who were way too geeky in the 90s. And that's probably going to turn you off. And it did for me, too, for many, many years. But for some reason, I stumbled across some concept art recently that I kind of found really interesting. And I kind of dived into the source material a little bit more. And, separated from the miniatures war game, it is really kind of a fascinating universe and much different than pretty much everything that is out there right now. The idea that the sort of the idea is kind of built around the universe. It's really interesting. It's very dark, very gothic. It's set 40,000 years in the future, and humanity has been, at war with itself and other aliens the whole time. And so much. If you think about, there's a famous quote that says that any technology sufficiently advanced is indistinguishable from magic. That's kind of what they have going here. Humanity has been fighting for so long, and they've built up giant armies. And after thousands of years, those armies are sort of whittled down. But what you get is a society which no longer has the ability to create new technology and doesn't really understand necessarily that technology is. They don't understand the inner workings of, say, a missile. And so they've, over tens of thousands of years, assigned spiritual qualities to that missile. And so you will have monks. Who, are born and raised to sort of worship this missile and the god which resides within it. And they learn how to operate the missile through, tradition and through spiritual tomes and stuff, which teach you how to activate the guidance system and point the missile where you need it to go and then launch that missile. But to them, what they're doing is they are, making sacrifices to the gods that reside within that missile, praying and asking their blessing to guide the missile to where their lowly servants would like them to guide them would ask of them to guide the missile. And so there's great deities built around this idea of these machines, and you have these space marines who are wearing this armor that is so far advanced, it's beyond them how it works, and so to them it's imbued with spirits of the great leaders of the past, and they have, there's great Titan walking robots that are gods of themselves, and people throw themselves in front of them, and so that they are crushed beneath the feet of the of these Titan robots, and in doing so and sacrificing themselves, they are pleasing the god within the robot with their showing. Hopefully, the god will give them great favor for doing so. Anyways, you get the idea. It's really interesting, and it's a subject that's been explored a little bit in science fiction before, but never quite to this extent. And I'm really enjoying these novels. I've picked up a couple of them, and they're actually extremely well written for you would expect them to be a little hokey. I tend to find the Star Wars novels to be a little on the hokey side, and I haven't found that with this. They've been very well written, very well thought out. I'm sure I'll run across one or two by a certain author that isn't all that great, but so far I'm loving it. So, maybe step outside what your comfort zone is and give something new a chance.